Hello, and welcome to a very special episode of Diabetes Dialogue, Technology, Therapeutics, and Real-World Perspectives. I am Diana Isaacs, joined with my co-host, Natalie Bellini. And the reason this episode is so special is because, look, we're in the studio. We got these big microphones in front of us, and we're together. We're not over the Zoom. So it's very, very exciting. And also what makes this exciting is we know ADA Sci Sessions is coming up very soon, and we thought we could chat about what we're excited to see.
So many things. There are so many people gathering in New Orleans in just a few short weeks at this point.
Yes.
I'm excited. But there's one really special thing that it's been very funny to know about this for the last couple of months and you to just kind of not talk about it. So I'm going to call you on the hot seat and say Diana Isaacs is getting a very special award at the American Diabetes Association meeting this year. So special that her family is going to come to see her receive this award. So Diana, talk to us.
Thank you for mentioning that. So yes, I'm being honored with the Outstanding Educator in Diabetes Award. And it's a huge honor. I'm actually going to have a presentation on Monday related to kind of this award. And I don't want to mess up the title. So I'm going to look at the title. So it's called Behind Every Number is a Story, Transforming Diabetes Care and Education Through Technology and Human Connection. And so what I hope to talk about is my role as a pharmacist and diabetes care and education specialist and how I've been able to really use technology throughout my career to enhance diabetes education and how it's also been incredible, the transformation of technology, right? Like, I mean, right. 10 years ago, we were using a ton of professional CGM because we didn't even, like, personal CGM was, like, still so hard to get. It was, like, more for people with type 1 diabetes. And actually, our first AID system, it was less than 10 years ago that even came out. So it's kind of, it's just amazing to think about how all this happened. But with my talk, I think the key with all of this is the human connection,
right? That there are people behind the numbers and the data and the equipment and all the things.
Right. And so, yes, like, we have great tools. We've got the AID and the CGM, and they're getting better and better. And we have AI embedded into so many things now. But we can't lose sight of the human and their story within all of this. And as long as we always remember that, none of us are going to lose our jobs to
AI. Absolutely. Right.
It will make things more efficient, but we won't. We'll work together with it, but we have to remember the human with the technology. So anyway, I'm really excited to present that. It's going to be Monday morning. The session starts at 9:45 a.m. So
we're all going to be there in the front row.
Thank you.
Clapping for our friend. No, and congratulations again. What an honor.
Truly,
truly your dedication to the field, from pharmacy to ADCES to ADA to all the to ACE to all the organizations that you volunteer your time for. This is why you're getting this award.
Well, thank you. I couldn't do it without you. And you are mentioned in the talk. So
I have to come
back.
Right, exactly. Right.
But anyway, Natalie, what else are you excited about coming up at ADA?
So there's several sessions and several readouts on more GIP, GLP, glucagon, all kinds of different readouts from different molecules. And we're going to get into it next week about each trial that expected readouts. But I'm excited about the lowering of A1C, the continued look at, it's not just GLP-1 anymore, is it? It's like, we can add things, glucagon is coming. We have all these other ways and different ways to deliver it. Some of it's oral now, and some of it's, right now, we just got orforglipron approved for weight loss, but we know diabetes is coming. We know that, it's all very exciting. So I'm excited about the different trials related to GLP, GIP, glucagon.
Yeah, me too. So specifically, like, with retatrutide.
Yes.
I think, that's supposed to read out. And the top line data was really impressive for the amount of weight loss in type 2 diabetes. And we know that type 2 diabetes is just, there's less weight loss compared to the trials in people with obesity without type 2 diabetes. And so I think I'm just excited to see that. And perhaps there's something unique about that triple agonism that helps to increase that weight loss. So I think that's going to be a really huge thing. Yes, I am also excited to hear more about the orforglipron.
Yes.
Because now that is available for people and we're starting to see some real world use of it. And the fact that it is an oral pill, there's no special way it needs to be taken. So the ease of use of it. And the other thing is the cost.
Cost.
So
yes,
they made
always.
It available at a very low cost. I mean, it's still a cost, but that
comparatively means, low. I think that's the better way to put it, right? So
right.
It's not inexpensive.
It's like $149 but instead it's of
less
than dollars.
Right, exactly. But it's certainly less expensive for so many people that, you know, yeah, I think that's important. And if we can get other medications, you know, using generics when we can for other things, then if someone really wants to use this, can they budget for it? Can they make it a different way? And you know, I think it's really interesting. We do this when we see CGM, and it's like, well, your CGM will cost whatever it's going to be. And you think there's no way this person's going to do it. And they're like, I love this. I'll never take it off. I will give up my coffee. I'll give up this. I'll rebudget. We just go out to dinner one last time a month. I want this. I think
right.
we're going to see the same thing when we get to lower cost GLP-1s, right?
I
really do.
Yeah. And so I definitely look forward to kind of seeing some more data with that and just seeing expanded use of it. So you brought up CGM. So I think, you know, there's of course going to be a lot of
yes.
data, and we're learning more and more about how CGM is beneficial, even in people not taking insulin. I do want to call out, because I know Dexcom is going to have a couple sessions and product theaters on their smart basal feature.
Yes.
And so that's a tool that helps with the titration of insulin for people with type 2 diabetes on long-acting insulin.
Which is just amazing, because we send people home and we read about these titration tools and we, okay, go up to, if these three things happen, do this. It's built into the app so that it helps a person say, okay, this is what you're doing. Now go up by this much, right?
Right.
Wow. Because it's then my nurse can call less often than we can have with the people that this works for. It's going to work amazingly well.
Right. And it's just right. There's so much therapeutic inertia. People we know get stuck on 10 units of insulin for a very long time,
yes.
months and months and months. And so this tool is really designed that it uses the CGM data and then every day lets the person know what dose to take and can titrate them up to whatever dose kind of max
the
limit
max dose.
The prescriber
yep.
picks for them. And they are supposed to be having a poster presentation as well there, or an oral poster on kind of some of the initial data from this new tool. So I think that I'm looking forward to that.
I'm also looking forward to the debate this year.
Yes.
So last year, you got to do the debate on CGM, whether it should be used in, you know, special populations, and you represented CGM for all.
Right. It was like over-the-counter CGM.
Yes.
Yeah, it was CGM for all or a disaster waiting to happen.
Right. And it was this wonderful, like, let's get creative. It's so wonderful to be creative.
I love debates.
I know. And I love the creativity in titling them to really bring people in to think about what are we doing and what are we asking. And your stance was CGM for all. This should be. And this year's, which we all believe in. And interestingly, the ADA guidelines are, you know, all people with type 1, period, obviously, right? And then last year it was people with type 2 on at least insulin, right? And sulfonylureas and risk for lows. And now it's like anyone who would benefit.
Right.
Which is like anyone. I don't see people that don't benefit even just some of the time using CGM, right? So all of that is changing. But now we have continuous ketone monitoring coming. So I'm super excited about more data around that. And also, who is it going to be for? What do we think about it? And how are we going to use it in clinical practice?
Yeah, I mean, hopefully later this year, we'll have our first dual glucose ketone monitor. And I think that's really, right, going to raise the question, like, if it's the same size device and it's now monitoring two things, glucose and ketones instead of one, like, why not have everyone on it? But I could see the argument for like, well, if you don't need that extra information, it was kind of like CGM. We used to think like, oh, it's going to be too much information.
It's going to be too much for the clinician, for the patient.
It's right.
And now we're like, I don't know what to do without that data.
Right.
Right?
And we can educate people so they don't get overworked about, oh, okay, I'm seeing different numbers. What does this mean? We can educate people. So I suspect it might end up being that way for ketones. Like, why wouldn't you put so, like, if you can offer this, that way you've got an extra tool in case someone's at risk for DKA. But if they don't develop ketones, like, no worries, then
it's just going to be in the background, keeping an eye
right.
on them, right?
But I think, like, definitely in the beginning, you know, every person with type 1, like, I just don't see why we wouldn't put them on one of these, that we know anyone with type 1 who's not making their own insulin can
be at risk for DKA,
right?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's not just, it's illness. It's, you know, I tell people, if you start to vomit, there's a problem, right? I don't think you have the flu. You have ketones until proven otherwise. And then you say, so do you have ketone strips? I prescribed them last year and the year before that and the year before that. Do you have blood ketone? Yeah. I have no idea where it is. I have no idea. They're not carrying it with them when they travel. They're not, you know, so people don't have it. They don't have access to it, right?
Right.
They don't pick up the prescription because they don't. They might go a year or two without ever needing it. So, or three or four or ten.
Right.
You know, so when it's needed, they don't. It's not there. If it's on your sensor, on your body, it's there. So especially for those people that are ketone prone or have more challenges, will this help? And what does that look like? And what is the education around it? We got a lot to hear at ADA this year.
Yeah. And I mean, with the technology, I know we're going to hear a lot more data from the different types of AID systems, insulin pumps. There's always, you know, it's always impressive, like the new clinical trials coming out. And we know we're trying to get closer to a fully closed loop. We know that Omnipod 5
yes.
is enrolling people in their study for a fully closed loop for people with type 2 diabetes, meaning not needing to bolus or announce meals. So that's
very super exciting. Absolutely.
I hope we'll see kind of more, maybe some more real world data related to Twist as more users continue to use that technology.
We have a new pump coming out from MiniMed that just launched
yes.
that is, or launching this summer, right? So if you get a MiniMed 780 now, you're going to be upgraded to their new pump, and that's Flex.
Yeah.
And it's cute, it's sleek, it's people are excited about that. So I can't wait to all of us have our hands on it and get some data around that.
Right. The other thing I'm excited about related to MiniMed is the MiniMed Go system.
Yes.
So that's their InPen, which is still the same InPen like we know and love, the connected pen, which is actually the only connected pen left on the market in the U.S., by
yes.
the way.
Yes.
So I think that's like still an important need for injection users. But now they're pairing with the MiniMed Go app, which is going to work with their sensors. So the
Simplera.
Instinct,
yep.
the Simplera.
Yep.
But like the nice thing about that is there will be real world or there'll be real time data. So
yes.
right now it works with Dexcom, but there is a lag in that data being shared. So with this now being a direct, people can get alerts and say like, hey, you're higher. Do you want to give this dose of your correction?
Right. It's time, right?
So,
yes. Oh, yes, absolutely. It's giving back that safety features that we wish we had had before that we didn't.
Right.
So now it's improved. I think we'll use more of it because of it.
Yeah.
And I, you know, what would you use this for? People who don't want a pump, right?
Right.
They don't want one. They're not going to wear one. They've tried it one time in 1986 and they hated
right.
it. And they have this like tragic memory done, right?
Right.
And then there's other people who say, you're not putting anything else. I'll wear a sensor. You're not putting anything else on my body right now. They're at an age or a point in their lives where they just don't want more. And we have to offer them something. So that ability to see, you know, insulin, active insulin, and can I give more? Can I treat? My goal is to be able to use it for pumpers who want to take a holiday. I want to go to the beach for a week. I don't want to think about anything. I'm willing to wear my sensor. I will do this with it. Thrilled, right? So because of that real-time data, I think we will see more and more use of it.
Right. And then also just kind of going back to the therapies, I think like the incretins, we're just going to see so
explosions.
Much. I mean, yes. there's survodutide, there's MariTide. You know, semaglutide, we know and we love it. And there's always more data coming out about its benefits in different cardiometabolic conditions. Tirzepatide, we've seen more recent data, kind of like additional analyses from Surpass CVOT.
Yes.
related to these additional cardiovascular outcomes. And then there's, of course, cagrilintide with semaglutide. And so there's all this like whole pipeline in
yes.
incretins. And I'm so looking forward to hearing kind of about what is going to be next. Are there going to be additional triple agonists coming? It's just like, I really look forward to hearing it and getting to be like the first sitting in that room, like hearing the readouts of these new studies.
Yep.
It's so exciting.
And I think it's going to be one of those where, you know, you and I are very much about choice. And
yes.
so if one, you know, and we found this in clinical practice where we would say before this, you know, we tried a GLP-1 in it and they had some nausea and they don't want to do it again. Well, now we've seen when we've switched back and forth for various reasons, whether it's insurance coverage, other things, that people tolerate one not, and not the other. So with more options, we can say, look, we just have to find the one right for you, you know, and be able to pick and choose based on where what we think is wrong, right? What we think is not working in the body the right way. And a little bit of this might work really well for you. I can't wait to be able to offer more opportunity for people to look at the cardiovascular risk reduction at the same time, right?
I
want to protect your heart. I want to protect your kidneys. You have sleep apnea. You have, you know, arthritic knees. You have, right, all of the things. You have kidney disease. All of these all of these other studies looking at other complications related to diabetes that these miraculous drugs, I mean, they're truly miraculous,
right?
Really do improve. I can't wait to hear more.
Right. And I'm going to do a shout out for my session, and then I want you to do a shout out for yours. I'm going to be speaking. I'm doing a Medscape program, actually, on inhaled insulin with Michael Heller and Earl Hirsch. And I'm really excited about this because it's very unique. There's actually going to be like actors and showing scenarios of like, how do you talk to a person and introduce the choices, which, by the way, ADA Standards of Care says we should be offering choices and reintroducing different choices, because even people on AID systems sometimes get burned out from being attached to things and want kind of the choices to be able to try different things. But we're doing like these different scenarios and like acting them out and stuff. So I'm really excited about that. And then I know you're doing a session as well.
I'm doing a session on skin, actually, and technology. And I think it's interesting because the way I start to explain challenges with skin is that when we were kids, there was no one allergic to bees or peanuts or Band-Aids or latex. And people now have more allergies than I've ever seen in my career. So over time, lots of people end up with challenges. So we're going to talk about how to overcome some of those challenges and what the opportunities are to keep the systems going and reduce those angry red marks that people get and their reactions, whether it's allergy, whether it's whatever's happening. So I'm excited about it because technology only works if you got it on your body.
Yeah.
Insulin only works if you get it under the skin or in the body or in the lungs, right? It's that same idea of don't just let someone leave. Let us help you find a way to answer some of those challenges.
That's so needed because I have someone right now, two different AID systems, both cause skin issues, and you know, it's like, okay, we need to figure something out.
Absolutely.
To use this great technology.
Right. So we have to answer the background questions too, you know, so this is going to be fun. I'm excited.
Oh my gosh, there's so much. So anyway, we are so excited. I can't wait. We'll be back after ADA to talk about everything that we saw and everything.
Yes. And at ADA, we'll be doing some recordings there as well.
Yes,
so join us.
Interviews.
Yes.
So please join us there. Otherwise, that's a wrap for now. Thank you so much for tuning in to Diabetes Dialogue, Technology, Therapeutics, and Real World Perspectives.
Thanks, everyone.